If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Guys, we need to tell the audience, we need to tell them that today's like our...
We don't got to tell them shit.
Well, I think we should. Damn, really? Bro, that was evil. That was mean.
Let's tell them, bro.
We got our first official like paycheck, dude.
Oh, God.
From Mind Pump.
Oh, God.
Because we put our money, back in the business.
You mean we paid ourselves a little bit?
We paid just a little bit for the first time.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys measure your dick?
Whoa, what?
I'm just saying, like when I had my check, I was like, hey, then I marked it off.
Well,
hold on a second.
That was left field.
We need to go back a little bit because there's two questions I have for you.
First of all,
why are you using a check to reference the size of your dick?
Because it's a big check.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I see where you went.
Yeah, okay. You should probably clarify that because most people probably think you got paid by a check and they're probably picturing the little checks.
No. Yeah, I'm talking like, hey, Publishing Clearinghouse. Here you go. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we gave him a billboard.
Well,
lots of zeros.
It only goes halfway.
I had no idea you were just going to announce
it was a fail.
Our business on, I put it out there in the air here.
We're not balling. It's fucking nothing.
I'm actually going to ask to see your check, please.
To see my check?
Well, considering that Doug wrote the checks, I don't know if I trust that you got the even amount.
I put it away, dude.
I bet you did. Let me fucking see your check.
I left it.
Let me see your check.
I lost it.
I don't know. That's a good point.
This is the first time we've paid ourselves right now. And, daddy's cutting the checks over here. I'm not too sure if
he might just give you the biggest piece of meat.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I'll flash it to you real quick and shit. Yeah. Like, wait, there's no decimal point on yours.
How come I didn't get that many potatoes?
Yeah. No.
Mine should be able to put gas in my car, I think. It should be all right.
So, Adam, we need to have a talk with you.
A talk?
Yeah, we need to talk to you right now.
Oh, I'm being replaced already?
No, your nipples, bro. Your nipples poke out of that shirt every fucking time.
It looks like something Madonna would wear.
I feel like it snags, like the shirt snags on your nipples. That's how much they're poking out.
Well, you know there's a purpose behind everything I do. Come on.
Mm. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Why would I ever question the wizard, Justin? Stop me.
You did it. Hey, I can stop you.
All right, tell me what happened.
Well, there's all these trainers at Orange Theory and stuff like that. They focus on all their clothing and presentation, all stuff like that. I just wear shirts like this that poke my nipples out, bro. That always increases my
clothing. It works?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
It, by at least 15%.
Now, when you hug somebody with a sweater on, does it catch the sweater a little bit? Do you get stuck?
It has them hold there just that little bit longer.
No, I'll hold you later on. We'll see if it works that way.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
I gave you a hug earlier because I'm...
Now your nipples are bleeding.
And no, I gave him a hug earlier because I saw him in a shirt and I'm like, how can I make this look like I'm not trying to feel him up?
It's that song, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Too sexy
for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
No, I gave him a hug earlier and he smells. And he smells. Hold on. Hold on.
Like a stripper?
No. Yeah, kind of. He smells like the Garden of Eden, but all fruit. Like I just walked into a fruity room.
Really? You could smell
that? Full of bananas and fruits and shit. Yeah. It smells like sangria without the alcohol.
He's all Bath and Body Works.
What are you doing?
Dude.
What happened?
I can't believe you just called me out like that. So... I use like Manly bar soap in my house, right? But every once in a while,
the one with pubes on it. And stuff.
Well, no, every once in a while,
I get lazy,
and my bar soap runs out, and I don't put a fresh bar soap in there, and so I borrow my girl's stuff, which she hates when I do this because that's for her, right? But she always grabs like a neutral, like smelling lotion. So I totally use she uses the loofah stuff, and so I loofah up every once in a while. You know, I'm secure with myself. Well, I can loofah. And Justin's Googling loofah right now.
You guys like speak so many weird things.
So today I was one of those days and I didn't check when I grabbed the bottle. I just assumed that it would be the normal smelling stuff that she has. And she got some fucking passion fruit, strawberry, cotton candy smelling fucking shit. And I didn't know it till I'd already scrubbed it all over my body. And I was like, shit.
Bro, I wanted to have a piece of you, bro.
I bet, dude.
And I don't mean that in the sexual way. I mean it in the food way.
I can't believe you noticed that.
I wanted to, you know what I mean? Carve a little piece off
it's
you.
It's kind of yummy.
And eat you up.
Yeah, my balls smell like strawberries.
Really?
Yeah.
But they look like snozzberries. Yeah. We need to have Justin use a fruity lotion like that. Because I feel like if he put anything like that on his body, the fucking earth would explode.
I'm pretty sure he's allergic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna bust out in hives and shit.
Let me just break down to the audience how Justin takes a shower. So what he does.
With bark. Tree
he wakes
bark.
Up. He wakes up. He wakes up in the morning and he goes over to the stream and he grabs a trout and bites that shit because it's good for you in the morning. Then he goes over to this big ass waterfall and he grabs wood chips right off the fucking
wood
tree.
Chips and moss from
and
the moss rock.
And just scrubs his body with this
actually
shit.
Just roll down a whole like grassy field.
And that's that. Did you clean?
Yeah, I'm done
with your Lucky Charms hat on.
Tidy tie,
tidy tie. Dang,
oh, dude,
that's very accurate.
What
I get musky. I get really musky after that.
Are you a cologne guy? Do you wear cologne?
No, cologne?
No, I don't wear cologne. I'll do aftershave every now and then.
Wait, hold on.
When I'm feeling sexy.
What aftershave do you wear?
It's like it smells kind of like that Cool Water stuff.
Cool Water's from our childhood.
It's like old school.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very old.
Like Brute.
I've actually worn it. My dad had that. And I would use Brute all the time.
Brute when I was like a 7-year old kid, like that was like the standard Christmas gift for your dad.
You like felt like a man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
Brute.
Yeah, it like just was alcohol and death.
Came in a little green bottle, right?
It smelled like man.
Remember, you just burned the fuck out of your face after you shaved.
Yeah, does it still exist?
You know what? I want to create a cologne that just smells like gasoline. You know what I mean? Like that'd be awesome.
Just put it on your face,
yeah, or like exhaust or something. Something fucking cool.
Do you use cologne?
Fruity.
Do you use cologne, Adam?
I hate cologne.
What?
I hate cologne.
Why?
It's too.
You know what? Mixed with your fruity smell, it wouldn't smell good.
No, you know what? So I have like a heightened sense of smell. I can smell like literally right now.
Who farted?
No.
Okay,
it was Doug.
I can smell. I can smell the chick's breath in the other room.
No. Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the other room?
Yeah, yeah. She's chewing on cinnamon gum.
You're like
gum
a basset
right now.
Hound.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. And here's
you never say nothing to me. I wear cologne.
Well, I think it has something to do with I have allergies, really bad allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this
superhuman powers.
Well, I just pick up on smells. Like Katrina and I will be places, and I'll smell like something. And she's like, I cannot smell that. I'm like, how could you not smell it? It's so strong.
What if she has a bad sense of smell, and now you think you have an excellent one as a result? Have you ever thought of that, motherfucker?
Well,
because it could be that.
I have, because this sense of great smell didn't come just 4 years ago, fucker. It's been with me for a very long time.
Oh, sorry.
I've only known her for about 5 years now, it was before that,
You know
too.
What? If you have a really, really heightened sense of smell, you could be what's called a super taster. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this?
Well, I'm willing to bet
these
right
are people that taste wine for a living and they make shit tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody needs to get my back that's listening to this. I bet you money there's a listener out of all our listeners that has bad allergies and also has a very heightened sense of smell.
Well, you think fucking if throw there's it out one there. Of them's heightened, one of the senses, then the rest of them have to go down in a few notches.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that just logical?
I think that makes no sense, but it makes sense.
But if everything was heightened, that's not heightened. That's normal.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Boom.
So everything sucks.
Think
basically,
about
Justin's
that,
saying,
stoners.
Justin's saying that all your senses suck.
Yeah.
And you're so that's for you, you're relying on your decent. Sense of smell.
Says the guy who has reading glasses. This is the fucking.
I can't see.
This is the fucking old man that has reading glasses.
Hey, it's these damn iPads.
What's that one? What's that thing?
All bright lights.
What's that one called? That's just the
it's
one
killing
lens.
Me.
The monocle. Monocle. He just wears a monocle.
Is that what that's called?
I do that with no pants. So yeah. I look like
a monocle.
The
a monocle guy.
So before we get into some fitness, I want to tell Adam what happened this morning, because I spent the night at his house last night because we were doing some late night work. AKA hand jobs
work,
and so I go in the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom, bro. I almost woke up your whole house, but I was fucking cool. I go in the bathroom barefoot, I don't have my shoes on or anything, and I close the door, bro. And a fucking spider across the floor almost touched my foot. I almost screamed really loud, but I covered my mouth.
I didn't even hear you get up. What time were you up this morning?
I got up at let's see. 6.
Were you out? What time were you out of the house by?
7. No. Yeah, I was out by 7. Mm. Yeah, I got up. I took a shower, jerked off, and then had some fiber.
You're a morning guy?
Huh?
Morning masturbator?
Huh?
How do you
He's admitting this in your house.
I'm joking. I didn't do that. Mm. I didn't have fiber.
Right.
I want to, you know what? You're becoming this fascinating story. I don't know how much of it's
bullshit.
I'm becoming
a fascinating story?
Yeah. Because,
finally.
Well, yeah. Well,
fuck you.
Just saying, it's all this time.
I'm just impressed with his masturbating skills. It's just both.
joking.
He's incognito.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to be hanging around the bathroom a lot watching
a
you.
A lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then you might make me do it then.
I think it's every time you wear sweats.
Yeah.
I would see
anytime I walk.
Yeah.
So,
We watched Sicario last night.
Sicario. Yeah.
How was that?
Sick movie.
It's a fucking sick movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a sick movie.
Yep.
It's actually super intense.
Good movie.
Something came to me. We haven't really covered this subject in a whole episode, and I think we should talk about it.
Masturbation? I feel like we talk about it every episode.
No, not that.
What?
I think we did that in the beginning.
Muscle imbalances, bro.
No. I don't want to talk about that.
You don't want to talk about muscle imbalances?
Not at all.
What do you want to talk about?
No, I want to talk about supplements.
Supplements?
I feel like it's January right now.
You know what? That's a great idea.
It's January right now.
Sorry to those of you that were excited. You
guys are so... The title just changed.
You guys are so excited.
Well, maybe we'll dip into muscle imbalances later, but I'm pretty much over that right now because that's all we talked about at my house the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because I'm all imbalanced. I want to talk about supplements because I've been getting a lot of people... And I think it's the January thing. It's January... It's February. That's pretty stupid of me to say. It's February, which is the beginning of the year. Everybody has been, you know, flooding into the gyms.
Yeah.
All the advertisement for all the supplement companies and all the quick fixes and the lose weight in 12 weeks program,
30-day challenges that we're not going to pay for.
Yeah, all this
suckers.
All this crazy stuff is out there, and more people are asking me about, you know, these supplements, and I feel like, okay. You know, we throw subtle jabs at supplements, and we did an episode on it way back when. I think it's time for us to revisit our whole ideology.
I know why you want to go. I know why you want to go over this, and we can go. We can talk about this without giving out names.
Oh, you bring that up?
Yeah.
I
mean, that's why when you said
what are we doing?
That's why when you said supplements.
Well,
I was
just so you know, Doug, he's going to put you to work here with the beep 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 beep.
No, I'm not going to give any names.
We're not trying to get sued, bro.
That's why when you said supplements, my eyes lit up because I remembered this conversation.
Well, that's why it's fresh in my mind right now. But I wasn't going to tell everybody.
No. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to get anybody in trouble.
I'm very interested how you're going to say
this. I just want to ask, how many group texts are you guys on
for real
in comparison to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's probably like quadruple the amount.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Quadruple?
A lot.
No, we're probably
on
four.
I only have like two or three.
We're probably on four or five.
Guys,
you guys
have like 10 or 20.
Yeah. Oh, how many total group texts?
Yeah.
Not just with Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on.
See?
I'm on probably 10.
It's too much.
It's way more fun
too
that
much,
way.
You guys.
Way more fun
it's
that
too
way.
Much.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I don't know if I have. I probably have right about 10.
I bring that up because I'm not on this one.
All right, let me talk about what happened. Let me talk about what happened.
So tell me because I'm out of the loop.
So one of our buddies, we're not going to say who, one of our buddies got a supplement tested at a lab, actually sent it off to a lab. And the supplement it's from a supplement company that's pretty well known in the social media world. We're not going to give any names, but they're all over Instagram and all that stuff. And don't laugh, dude.
Sorry.
I know.
Keep
so
it vague.
Very well known.
Keep
yeah,
it
but
vague.
I don't want to, you know what I mean? We don't want to get, so anyway, and this is all from someone that we believe, we trust. Got it tested. It was a BCAA supplement, a branched chain amino acid supplement. And he didn't test it for impurities, by the way. So he didn't run the full gamut of tests. All he ran was, does it have what it says it has? It had less than half what was on the label.
So crazy.
How fucking infuriating is that?
What a bunch of malarkey.
Well, and here's the infuriating part of all this is that branched chain amino acids, we have talked about this before, we'll get into it again, is, you know, we're talking about splitting hairs on like how much more performance or gains you're going to get by taking a supplement like that. Imagine how little gains you're going to get when the shit has half of what it says it has in it.
So here's my worry
really?
With that. Here's my big worry with that. I'll tell you what it is. So I'm going to use illegal drugs as an example because it's going to make sense in a second. Heroin, there's lots of overdoses with heroin. Why? Because some dealers cut their heroin and make it weak, and others use strong heroin. If you get your drugs from someone and you're used to a particular dose and you know you got to take so much to get to feel the effect.
Did you just throw heroin out there?
I did. No, check this out.
I was going to say, Doug, how many times have we referenced heroin? Are
I know.
You
I
yet?
Well, check out what I'm saying.
Well, I just want to point out to the listeners that you don't know shit about heroin.
No,
I don't even know if that.
You guys know what I mean? Like,
do they cut heroin?
Like a really
I know they cut
strong
cocaine
one
I know,
over in Miami.
No, I do. I do
you
know
something
about
like
this.
Cocaine that we all know they cut.
Yeah. Well, I know this because I saw a documentary on it.
You did?
Yes,
heroin
I did.
Or on
heroin?
Drugs?
I was on heroin.
Okay.
Straight from Asia.
Sorry, interrupt. Sorry. Sorry, I interrupted.
Again. People overdose.
Finish your expertise on heroin.
People overdose because you're used to using a certain amount, and then they go and use the same amount, but now it's way more potent. So if you're using a supplement, and branched amino acids are relatively safe, but if you take them at high doses for long enough, you can get a certain side effects like depression. So if I think I'm taking, if I think I'm mega dosing 5 or 10 grams of branched amino acids every day, and in reality I'm only taking 3, and I'm like, oh, this is great, I don't have any bad side effects, and then I go switch to another company that's legit. Next thing you know, I can get an adverse reaction. Now, forget branched amino acids. What if they give you? What if it's a fat burner with stimulants? What if it's something else that could be potentially dangerous?
Doug,
I mean, it's just
Doug,
a fucked up.
Doug, can we please title this episode "Is branched amino acids like heroin?" something referencing.
But you get what I'm saying.
People will be like, "What the fuck? I gotta listen to this. I've been taking branched amino acids for the last 6 years."
It's like that clickbait you see. You know, people always come with these crazy titles, and you're like, "Huh?"
You know what I feel like? I feel like the ADD.
Bigfoot bang the
I feel
president?
Like the ADD in here just went through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Aww. So that's what gets on my nerves about that the most is that people think they're getting a certain amount, and that could be dangerous. It could be, and besides getting ripped off, it could be totally dangerous.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Why don't we run through the gamut here? Why don't we talk about supplements that we find? Let's talk about all the ones that we find beneficial, and then I'll shit on them after that. So why don't you go through? Why don't you go ahead
and
talk about the things that you know your top 5 supplements if you were going to take any supplements?
So
whatsoever.
We say creatine.
Creatine definitely.
We all agree. We all agree that's number one.
Yeah, creatine not only is probably the most studied ergogenic supplement in existence. So it's got lots and lots and lots and lots of science. It's been on the market now for a long time, so we know what some of the long-term effects are. So it's safe. It's relatively safe. It's effective in terms of muscular performance and building muscle. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of science now showing it's also a nootropic, so it also increases cognition, or at least it helps
it's
people.
It's like an antioxidant too, right?
Yeah, it's good. They're showing it's got benefits to the heart. Mm-hmm. It's got some antioxidant properties. The only detriment I could potentially see is it might slightly increase testosterone through this indirect way, which I was completely unaware of.
What?
Until one of our listeners pointed it out, and I read a couple studies, and they're not very well known, but it affects some of the cells in the testicles, which could increase testosterone. Now, studies show that creatine doesn't raise testosterone, but there's like a couple that show a slight increase or potential for it. So that's the only thing I could think about.
God, I would. That's hard to say.
It's super obscure. Like
a minute, amount in that study.
And how controlled is that study? You'd have to. If it's very minute, it could have been related to their fat and their diet. It could have been related to so many other things, right?
Here's the thing: because creatine is turned into adenosine triphosphate, which is like the energy for the body. ATP is all cells that operate off energy use ATP. So increasing ATP could potentially, you know, do something like that. And it was some theory and I read it. But other than that, I mean, it's been studied so long. It's very safe according to all the studies. And it works. Like people take creatine and if you don't get gastric distress and people can't take it. But if you're fine with it, you're going to get gains from it. You're going to build muscle and you're going to be stronger. So I'd say creatine is number
one. That one. Maybe fish oil. Omega-3s?
Fish oil is probably a good one. I don't know if I'd make it top 5.
Maybe not top 5. Maybe top 10.
Top 10, maybe. But, I mean, it's up there. There's benefits from it, especially if you're eating the typical Western diet.
Yeah. I just assume that most people, you know, are in that category.
Yeah. Adam, what do you take?
I would probably put, if I was going to rank all supplements, I would probably put a whey protein up there.
Whey protein? Just the convenience, right?
Well, yeah, because if I, let's say, you know, everything's perfect, exactly the same between these two humans, and we're doing everything.
That's something you can get in your diet, though.
It is.
See, this is where I think I would differ. Well, on that
creatine,
with fish oil, because,
creatine you can find in your diet, and you can find omega-3s in your diet too.
Right.
So everything you can find, which is also why I'm going to shit on all these when we're all done.
Right.
But if
hey
I,
guys,
I
we're never
about
we're
that.
Never going to get a supplement sponsor. Just want to fucking let you guys know that. FYI.
No, and here's okay. I'm going to go ahead and start now. Then you can circle back around. So maybe we can still get a sponsor one day. This is the issue I have with it is so many people want to go that direction before they fix all the other shit.
Thank you.
They do not program design correctly. They don't know how to do cardio correctly.
They probably don't even know how to do karate either.
They don't know how to do cardio correctly. They're not program designing correctly. Their diet is all fucked up. They're eating shitty foods. They're throwing this supplement that is like the amount of help that it's giving you is so minute in comparison to all those other things that cost you no money, like a subtle tweak in your program design, a subtle tweak in your cardio, and a subtle tweak in your diet will give you 10, 100 times more gains than the best supplement stack out there.
Totally. And I'm personally going to go supplement free coming up here pretty soon. Except creatine. I'll take creatine. Mm. But I'll take nothing else. Yeah. I'm going to do post-workout food instead of protein, and I'm going to stop taking everything else just to see what happens.
Dude, I took Joe's pre-workout this morning.
Oh, you did?
Well, right before my workout.
Did you see fucking sounds?
Into the Future.
Dude, little clowns and fucking Smurfs and everything, dude. I didn't even finish. The thing is, like, what I will give that motherfucker is his supplement has got everything in it.
It's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, man. It's way too much for me. For someone who doesn't do a pre-workout, it just lit my balls on fire before I even got to the gym.
So that's the STD.
Wow.
So protein powder. I like protein powder personally because it's convenience. You know what I mean? Post-workout, I go outside, I shake it up, and I drink it. I guess you could do that with food too, right? Just bring it with
you. What we want to say is our top five supplements for ourselves, what we would use and why.
Or what we do use, actually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So so I think whey goes up there. I think creatine, all of us say creatine is number one.
Yeah.
Fish oil is probably up there. And then,
now, I personally take cod liver oil. That's the fish oil that I take. Mm. Cod liver oil is a natural source.
Well, tell us why you're so special. Tell us why a regular old plain old omega-3s isn't good enough
for
you.
There's got to be quality control.
Do I sound like a douchebag?
Oh, you were so ready. You were
was I being pumped?
You were ready to share that one right there. Justin and I were like, you guys still use fish oil? Just regular old fish oil? Let me explain why I use codfish oil.
Cod liver oil.
Oh, cod liver.
It's from the liver.
Okay, tell us. Tell us, please.
Cod liver oil is a natural source of a very bioavailable form of vitamin D3.
Stupid,
so
Justin.
So you should, huh?
I'm just telling Jesse he's stupid for just using regular omega-3s. Yeah. He should have.
Because a lot of people are actually deficient in vitamin D, and we don't get a lot of it in our diet, especially in the wintertime. So that's why I use cod liver oil instead of fish oil.
Now, fish oil gets no vitamin D whatsoever in it? Or?
Fish oil has no vitamin D in it or very, very
little. And then what is the ratios of the...
Oh, it's still a fish oil. So it's almost identical in terms of the omega-3s and everything else.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I told you guys the last time that we had brought up and talked about this, though, is...
With the omega-6 and how they compete for each other.
Yeah. That is the... Now, most everybody that's ever been to a good, you know, doctor or nutritionist or something like that has probably been recommended omega-3s, right? I would think so. Wouldn't you? Almost anyone.
I think now they will. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's probably the number one most recommended supplement over
for cardiovascular health and all
that, because it has so many great benefits, and an American diet is so rich in sixes that
six and nine.
Yeah, six and nine. That we're heavy on six and nine. We lack in three, so it's kind of a, you know, everybody gets recommended this. Well, what a lot of these people don't tell them, because they recommend it so they can sell it, because they need it, right? But what they don't explain to them that is, if you continue eating the way you eat and you're taking these fish oils, this omega-3s, it doesn't do shit for you.
Renders it useless.
It does. It renders it useless because the cells are competing for the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s are all competing. And guess what? The 9s and 6s are tougher than the 3s. Yeah. They whoop their ass.
Your body's already looking for those.
So you have to change your diet in addition to adding the 3s in there. So if you were a heavy, you know, meat eater, so you're getting all kinds of the 6s inside there. So red meat, like you're eating tons of red meat. You never eat fish or anything like that. And then you still continue to, and then you just throw the supplement in there. It's not going to do you dick.
Right.
So you there's... Once again, you want to do your dick.
You
do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to do dick.
Yeah. So we have
fish oil, creatine. The other, here's another supplement that I use regularly. And I do use branched chain amino acids. I use them during my workout and after my workout, and maybe a little bit before. And I personally notice a difference because I tend to push myself. I'm always on the verge, right, when I'm training. So I'm always kind of like right on the line between doing enough and doing too much. And branched amino acids, for me, I developed a good relationship with when I was training very heavily in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because that was so taxing on my body that I noticed a difference when I would take them. I noticed I would recover better and I would be able to come back and do my other, you know, another 2-hour, you know, grappling class or whatever. So now I continued it into my weight training.
Mine's in there, but I would, 5 for me would probably be marijuana. I would have to put that one as for the 5th.
For a supplement?
That's a supplement.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's a food. That's like, should be there anyway.
it's
essential. Everyone's like, you're potheads.
What about you, Justin? Are you a big branched chain amino acid guy? Do you use a lot of BCAAs?
I have, but not in a while. Like, I've just been mainly creatine, some fish oil, and then I actually want, if I was going to supplement right now, I was looking into nootropics So that's the kind of supplement I'm looking at.
Something to increase your brain.
Yeah.
Active. Yeah.
I'm really interested in that stuff, but I just haven't had a great experience with any of it yet.
Yeah. We're gonna get some sent to us.
Well, I know that's why I want to. I want to check it out.
Yeah. Smart Drug Smarts is gonna bring us. He's got Mitogen, I think it's called.
Yeah. No.
So we'll try that out.
That's definitely somebody who I would like to take their advice on what I should try because our first experience with it, I didn't have anything. I didn't have a great experience from it. I just had headaches and shit.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of supplements, I mean. You know, there's supplements that you use sometimes. You know what I mean? Like melatonin might have a use if you're having issues sleeping or, you know, if you have, you know, a particular, you know, ailment or whatever. You might want to, like, if you're always inflamed or you have an injury, you might want to take bromelain every day on an empty stomach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a really good anti-inflammatory. But they're not supplements that are staples because you don't take them all the time. And here's the deal. 95% of the supplements that are out there are worthless, and some of them are even bad.
Well, let's talk about our least five favorite. So let's say the five.
I don't know, bro. I could come up with some crazy names. Mean ones that people use?
But like pre-workout, that's one of mine.
Oh, because all the stim?
Well, yeah. I guess, caffeine counts. So I'm definitely taking a lot of caffeine. So
yeah, that's true.
That's something I got to consider. But yeah, the pre-workout thing, all the combined chemical, like...
All the crazy stimulants. Just tons of stimulants. Just
overstimulated.
It is. It's crazy, crazy stimulation that everybody becomes addicted to and feels now they have to do it. It's like,
well, it's like you guys say, like you do respond awesome to it initially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you feel like you really have to up the dose constantly to be able to get that.
Well, here's what happens when you give your body a shit ton of stimulants. You put your body in a sympathetic state and it goes into fight or flight. This is an energy burning state. It is not a building state. Your body doesn't want to build muscle if it's always in this fight or flight. You know, give someone crystal meth all the time and see how much muscle they're going to build, right? Mm-hmm. So taking all these stimulants, which raise cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, and, you know, they might even depress testosterone and growth hormone. Take these before your workouts. Yeah, you're going to be more jazzed to work out, but you might actually get less results if you take it on a regular basis, especially as the receptors in your brain start to downregulate because of all the, you know, the catecholamines you're producing. Then you downregulate your receptors. Now you got to take these pre-workouts just to be normal in your workout. Now, if you don't take it, you're yawning.
You're all lethargic.
And then you go off it and you're fucked for like 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
So... heavy pre-workouts, I would say.
It's sexy for people because they feel it. That's one of them. They really feel right away.
That's it. Yeah.
I think you couldn't say that even any better because that's exactly why. I mean, there's so many supplements that are out there. Very, very few of them do you take and you're like, oh, wow, I noticed that.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part is a lot of people don't realize what they're really feeling. The most effective piece to that entire pre-workout is the caffeine in it. So I have raw caffeine pills.
Yeah.
And that was before I got all the free shit sent to us and stuff like that. That's all I would ever take. I just recently was on Periscope and I was talking in it and I'm like, yeah, so I'm here on radio talking about how I hate pre-workouts, but I was drinking a pre-workout in it because I was drinking Joe's, right? But at the same, I mean, what's great is I can do that once every freaking month or every whenever I just have this crazy down day and I need a zinger or whatever. And boy, does it, I mean, it work. I can't even finish some of them because they're so strong. I mean, that's awesome that I can get that. And then I can go back to being normal again where you start taking that on a regular basis and you just have to keep upping it up and upping it up and upping it up. And then just like the boys are saying, you end up doing that just to stay normal. Mm. And in reality, it is not, it's not really doing anything. Like some of it's almost pre-workouts and fat burners are almost exactly the same thing.
I was just going to say,
number two for me.
I was literally finishing. I was going to say fat burners. Well, here's the thing. Here's where stimulants are effective. They're effective if number one, you know, your tolerance, you know, how you react to them. For a particular performance, like if I'm going to go and do a powerlifting meet or I'm going to have one workout and I want to PR, you know, with my buddies or whatever, a stimulant at that moment is going to help you PR. It's going to help you lift heavier. But in the medium term and in the long term, it's not going to give you better results. And fat burners are basically pre-workouts without the amino acids in them, right?
I had this funny thought. I was just thinking of, you guys remember that show Saved by the Bell?
Of course.
You remember Jessie?
Yes.
Remember when she like took too many diet pills and she's just like, I'm so excited. No. And then like Zach's like holding her. That's what you don't want to happen, kids.
No.
Don't take too many pre-workouts.
Have you guys ever taken too much stimulant, like fat burner stimulant?
Oh, you just feel like your heart's like you can't even breathe, like, right?
Do you have like a time? Do you have like a specific time?
I have a story that I'm ashamed to even admit because that was our thing back in the days.
The speed stacks?
Speed stacks with hydroxycut. I mean,
that was pre-workout like stuff back then.
That would shit all over what we have now today. That had straight up ephedra alkaloids in it.
Yeah. Each one of those bottles and each one of those pills came with 25 milligrams, which is the RDA for ephedra. That's all you need.
Well, that was the law. You can put more than that in a serving and you smash too.
Yeah. Well, no, that would do a lot more than that. we would wash them down that way. I had a time on closeout one time. And closeout was the end of the month sales for 24 Hour Fitness. And, you know, it was a big day for us to make a lot of money and we'd work all day long. And I'd get there about 6 o'clock in the morning, start off. And that's how I'd start off. We'd start off with this one speed stack and I'd wash down 3 hydroxy cuts. And then, at 6 a.m., that would get
Adam
me,
wonders why he's a hard gainer.
He's
all cracked out.
Then at noon, I would
take another
speed stack and I'd wash another three down. By the end of the night, I'd have 4 speed stacks and I'd have
four servings.
And 4 servings of the hydroxy cut. And I remember that night laying in my bed after. So I worked all the way till midnight. So 6 a.m., midnight, bell to bell. I was hyped all day, sweating my balls off all through work. And then when I went home, typically if I were to do a day like that, I would just crash because I'd be so exhausted. Well, I laid in bed and just my hands were trembling. You know, my hands were trembling and I couldn't settle. I couldn't settle for a minute. So I laid in bed for like an hour, tossing and turning, trying to fall asleep, and then realized that, okay, now it's like 2-3 in the morning and I'm just going to get up and shower. I got up and showered and I went back to work. And then I worked it off, which took till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. And then I fucking crashed for like 2 days, dude. It was crazy. It was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Bro, I was...
stupidest thing ever, too. But that's the shit that we...
Pretty
I mean, this,
much like being on speed.
I share the story because I feel like even being somebody who was in the fitness profession and a part of all that stuff like that, how easily we were convinced that that was okay, you know what I'm saying? Or that was the norm. And like, I wouldn't even think twice about it. I know everyone's listening is probably going like, what an idiot. I would never do that. Well, yeah, well, fucking Mind Pump didn't exist when I was 20.
Well, not only
and
that.
And there wasn't a bunch of smart people that were
Let's be honest too. The fitness industry back then, when we were working in it, it was like Wall Street.
It was not wellness based.
No, it was not conducive to health. It was bell to bell, grind it out.
Yeah.
You know, it was competitive. We were animals. And
well, at 19, 20 years old, you could make six figures, you know, straight out of high school.
It was
Wall
Street, dude.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a different time
One time for me, I took speed stacks all because obviously that's what we sold in the club, right? So I smashed some speed stacks and then I read some chemistry book and I started learning how, you know, what receptors they act on and, you know, ephedra does this, caffeine does this, there's aspirin in there that does that. So then I said, oh, I bet if I combine a beta agonist like Yohimbe, and I think it's a beta agonist, I might be wrong, but anyhow, I knew it would be synergistic. So then I slammed some Yohimbe with it and I went home that night, dude, 11 o'clock, I laid in bed and it made me really crazy and paranoid. And all night I'm thinking in bed like, my mom's going to find my dead body bed and this is going to be horrible. Like this is, and I remember like...
your eyeballs are sweating.
Oh, and I was making deals with God. You know what I mean? Where I'm okay, God, listen, I'll never do this again if you just let me live.
Dude, that was like, I feel like such a wuss. Like I literally like, it was 2 speed stacks and I was driving home back on 17 and I felt like my heart was like outside of my body on the top of my car. And I was just like, come back. And I couldn't breathe. And then I'm like trying to keep steering. And I was like,
I feel like a piece of shit because I was the one who introduced him to
him. Oh,
wait.
Like, first day at work.
You were Justin?
Oh, yeah. I think
he had me hooked there for a while.
It was like part of my like training, dude. Yeah. She's like,
Why do you think we're all number one in the company?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be like my spiel. I'd be like, you want to be the best? Like, dude, and then I go get my speed stack and I buy it for him.
I did a lot more than everybody else because I was like, I'm really energetic.
So bad, dude. Yeah.
Wow, we were horrible.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, fat burners are not good for you. I don't think you should take them.
Yeah, not only do we understand the science now, but we've also had to
learn from Jesse on Saved by the Bell.
Know what? Because we'll be here all day talking about supplements that suck, because most of them do. But I will say this: there are certain obscure herbs and stuff out there that have some benefit. One of them is horny goat weed. I want to talk about this because I bought some tea the other day, and Adam's been drinking it.
I drank it yesterday. Today will be day two.
Day two. So by the third day, you should be getting increased blood flow.
You're just tinted out.
You should be feeling it.
I'll let you know. Bit.
Super sprung.
Yeah.
So horny goat weed, interesting. It's got a chemical in it called, I believe it's epimedium. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's a partial PDE5 inhibitor, which is kind of the same way Viagra works. So it actually increases nitric oxide through that particular pathway. And it helps with boners, with erections. Kind of interesting stuff. It's also anti-inflammatory, so it could be cool to drink every once in a while. But you shouldn't drink it every single day.
Somebody has a new favorite supplement.
Why can't I take it every day?
So here's the interesting thing. Anytime a supplement has an actual action in the body where the body reacts by changing its own chemicals and hormones, you can expect your body to get used to after a while. You can almost, look at medications. Look at medications that people take long term.
Yeah, you're
people
right.
have to end up taking more and more, of them later on to get the same effect. This is true for opiates for sure. Painkillers even, antidepressants, people have to change medications. So anytime you take a supplement and it actually works by changing some kind of chemical process in the body, you can expect your body to get used to it either by downregulating its receptors or slowing down its production of whatever chemical it's making it.
So it's just more an herb, huh?
It's an herb, and it came in a tea, and I bought some, and I brought it, to nice. Adam's house. Me and him were drinking it together. We're waiting for it to
staring
kick
at each other's eyes.
We're like, is it working? Is it
very,
working?
Very weird.
Is it working?
I'm staring
working?
At your I invite sweats. Him, you're staring at my
I invite
sweats.
Him over to my house to watch a movie, and that's what he brings. Yeah. I'm like, no, bro, it's not one of those movies.
I'm like, here.
It's that Brokeback Mountain.
Wash down your Spanish fly with this horny goat weed.
Yeah. What about a...
You guys remember a Spanish fly? Remember that?
No, a Spanish fly.
That was like the Cosby shit.
It was the... No, fuck.
What? Spanish fly?
No.
Oh.
It was like this myth. That there was a supplement in Mexico, this pill that you could give women and make them super horny. Ooh. It was called Spanish Fly.
Okay, I never heard. When
you
was
never
the,
heard of it?
This is the 70s, before Justin and I were born.
Huh?
Yes, you're accurate.
I knew this at 13, dude. 13. Yeah. I took it.
We were born when he had chest hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's a fact.
Nipple hair.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you were about to say something about supplements. Did you forget already?
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you about turmeric, actually.
Oh, turmeric, yeah. Turmeric has.
Did you just correct the way I pronounce it?
I don't know if I'm saying it right or you're saying it right. Is it turmeric or turmeric?
Oh, turmeric.
I think it's turmeric.
Turmeric.
Is it turmeric?
What'd you say, Justin?
I said turmeric.
Oh.
Whatever. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
It's okay.
Lots of studies done on the active ingredient in turmeric called curcumin for its anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties. It's good for you. Basically, I would recommend eating a turmeric, root, which is related to ginger. So, make it into smoothies and stuff. That's the way I would recommend taking it. But if, you don't like it, you can buy it in pill form. Don't buy it concentrated. Buy it in, powdered pill form and take it with food. And after a while, it should have anti-inflammatory effects. And it's been backed by some good science.
Yeah, I've just noticed that a lot of doctors have been really focusing on that as a good thing to recommend to people. So
especially for the gut and for the colon. So if you have irritable bowel syndrome and stuff like that, it's supposed to be really good.
Well, what's your theory if you're loading up on your omega-3s and you're doing? Is it necessary if you're already taking stuff that's to help with anti-inflammatory? Can you double up on that, or is it going to be beneficial or non-beneficial?
Well,
what's your thoughts on that?
I don't know, because I know they work through different pathways. I know they affect inflammation in different ways.
Oh, okay. So then that would make sense that you would still.
You could. And here's the thing with foods like turmeric, because it's a food. I don't think, I think it'd be very hard to eat too much of it, because you'd probably want to throw up, right? You'd get grossed out. That's why I always recommend the food version of it. So I think if you ate fish and you ate turmeric, the root, I don't think you'd ever have to worry about, oh shit, am I taking too many things that have anti-inflammatory properties? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like fish oil, I think you could definitely take too much. You took a whole bottle of fish oil, you probably wouldn't be too good.
Probably turn into a fish.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. But I know it's a blood thinner.
You just smell real dirty.
Yeah, you're supposed to stop taking...
Like close your legs, Sal.
God.
What?
You're supposed to stop taking fish oil like a couple weeks or so before surgery, because it's a blood thinner. It could affect your blood's ability to clot. So...
No shit.
Random fact.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Random helpy.
So do you guys don't
save
take
those for Instagram, dude.
You guys don't take any other random supplements?
Are we staying all legal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro.
No, then I pretty much cover all those ones, I think.
Uh,
No, I think
I think there's going to be some,
Yeah. I'm not huge.
I've got citrulline in there. I've got maybe the arginine in there. I've got a lot of stuff like that in there. Yeah, I have vitamin C in there. My omegas. But I have all these bottles. I mean, I have literally looks like a I don't know if you opened the cupboard yet or not, but wait till you open the cupboard and you'll see it looks like a pharmacy.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like mine.
I mean, we have everything, right? And we have everything we're talking about right now in there. But that's just it. So what I do is I carry it for a guy who's a non-supplement. That's what's so funny, right? I tell people this and they come to my house like, what the fuck? You have more supplements than anyone I've ever met. But I literally have one of everything and, you know, I supplement as needed. If I notice that I haven't been...
That's a great point.
If I notice I haven't been getting the type of foods like Sal's talking about, because I'm always shooting for that. And that's here's my biggest beef with people that are like stuck on IIFYM and talk shit about clean eaters. You know, like we have to label ourselves or something. No, I'm not a clean eater. No, I'm not. I'm somebody who is always trying to fucking improve his body and overall health.
I'm trying to eat healthy.
Yes, I'm constantly trying. I'm always trying to. That's I'm always searching for the better choice. Always. Now, do I break down and enjoy a fucking burger now and then? Of course I do. I'm human. You know, I don't call it IIFYM and I don't call it fucking clean eating. I call it I'm always trying to better me. And so I'll pick apart my diet after like a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be like, hey, you know what? I just noticed I haven't been eating this or this and that. And I always will first try and rotate the food in. But if I notice,
same thing for me. That's why I have a cabinet full of supplements. Cause I'll be like, okay, you know, my daughter's getting a cold. Oh, elderberry. Or, you know, I haven't been getting much sun. I've been inside a lot. I'm going to take a little, you know, some D3 or zinc lozenges if I'm getting a cold or if I'm having issues sleeping, I might take some, I'll take chamomile tea and, you know, if I have issues with my stomach, I'll have peppermint tea. And so I have all these different things, but I use them as needed. It's not like I take them all the time.
This is why I want to write a guide for, you know, how to supplement for your needs.
Right.
This is my thing I really, really want to do. And I know we have a full plate and everything like that, and I shouldn't be putting it out there, but maybe if everybody like starts commenting on how awesome that would be, because this is how I get my way.
No pressure.
This is how I get my way, right? Everyone's like, no, we got to work on this. No, we got to work that. And Adam's like, no, I think this could be huge for people. Because
let me just tell the fans and put everyone on the spot.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because
say something or don't get
it. We talk shit about supplements because we're trying to get people to stop looking in that direction. Not because none of us in here use that. Every single one of us use supplements. But if you do it right, a bottle of anything should last you a very long time.
And how to look for quality and all these kinds of resources out there now to really
sift through
the bullshit that's out there.
Let's be real. Yeah. There's been like five agencies that have gone out and tested supplements randomly, tested supplements they find in GNCs or Target or whatever.
Yeah.
And an alarming percentage of them either A, have an impurity, or B, don't have what they have that say they have on them, or C, have something else in there completely. And we're talking about like some of these tests are like 60%, dude.
Well, that's because
the majority.
It's horrible.
So a lot of people don't know that it's not FDA regulated. They think it's a food, so they think it has to be regulated the same way. No, it is not. It's a supplement. It's in its own category. And therefore, we could literally not, we would, could take a pill.
We could do it right now.
We could call it some whatever fancy name we want to put on it. On the back of it, we just put a bunch of stuff that is like non-allergenic and nothing that's going to harm you, right? We just put a bunch of fucking sugar in there. We put sugar inside there, and we sell the damn pills off as what they are. And there's nothing that no one can do shit about it. We're not going to jail for that.
No, they have to prove it. They have to prove that we were wrong. And then by that time, we could, sorry, we're going to change it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened in the past. Not to mention that supplement companies will many times put dangerous ingredients in that they know, you know, maybe have a real strong effect.
Yeah.
You know, hydroxycut like got hormones. In trouble for that. And dude, hormones.
Yeah, they'll put hormones in things because it works.
It works. There's been herbal herbal Viagra, and they'll take them and analyze it. And guess what it has in it? Real Viagra.
Yeah.
You know, like, so everybody's gonna go buy it now. Herbal Viagra. Well, oh, cool. I got real.
They were selling those at gas stations and got caught. I read about that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, if people don't know this is the supplement hustle right here. So, it's FBI that has the list. It's the FBI that has a list of all the illegal substances that are out there, like all steroids.
I don't know. It's a controlled.
They have a list of all of them, right? And all of them that are on there, it has exact like chemical, you know,
the chemical name.
Yeah, the chemical name of what causes that, whatever that steroid or drug or whatever that's illegal. So all they have to do is tweak literally like one compound in that entire chain, and it's different than what's illegal. And then they can sell that. And that's what they do. And then until that gets found out that, okay, that's pretty much a steroid also.
Well, bro,
we gotta ban that.
10 years ago, maybe even less, 5 years ago, you could get your hands on so many designer steroids online, and they were perfectly legal.
Yeah.
And it was because of that. And you know what they did, these supplement companies? Because they're not like brilliant chemists, you know, at home going, how are we going to change D-ball so that it's still active, but it's not, it's still legal. No, they're not fucking that smart. This is what they did, or maybe they are. This is how they did it. They would go through and look at rejected drugs from pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
So like a pharmaceutical company would put out like an anabolic supplement to try to, you know, okay, this is going to be good for people who have AIDS or whatever to help them maintain muscle. And then one trial will come out and they'll be like, oh, fuck, liver damage. Let's put this on the back burner. And these supplement companies will pick it up. And they'll produce it so that they didn't have to do the work. Oh, and it's cool. Not illegal, you know? So about 5 years ago, you could buy all that shit online.
Oh, man.
And you still probably can. You'd have to be a little smarter about it. But ladies and gentlemen, you're better off taking testosterone shots. Oh, way better off than you are with those designer steroids. Now they have like SARMs, the SARMs, which are another drug.
Oh.
They're not FDA approved yet, but it's like this gray area. Man, there's supplement stores that will sell a SARM. A SARM is a fucking drug that they're trying to get approved right now. We don't even know really fully how safe it is or how it works.
Yeah, no.
And people are taking it because it's help. They think it's help. Well, it does help build muscle.
Some people give me shit, but when someone asked me like about all those crazy designer steroids and supplements,
take the real shit.
That's right. I literally say you should, if you're really gonna do all that stuff, honestly, go take testosterone. Just go. It's way safer than what you're doing by putting all that shit into your body and not really knowing what it is. At least we know what test is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We know what the fuck that is.
Sometimes I think to myself, I think back and I get a little bit worried about potential damage I might have caused myself.
We
talk about speed stacks. I'm pretty sure that fried something, but forget that. I'm talking about all the random supplements I used to take.
Yeah.
Anything that came out, I would buy and take. It could have had anything in it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It could have been nasty. Who knows?
Oh, I mean,
we'll see what happens.
For sure. Anything that was
an eyeball on my back.
From 15 years old to, I don't know, close to 25. You know, that 10-year span, anything and everything that was about building muscle or could potentially increase my testosterone levels inside a supplement store, I ate.
Yeah.
I was always wanting to be bigger and try and gain. Again, I would try everything under the sun.
And none of them
without any
would
worry.
Do shit.
Yeah, well, and without any worry in my head. Well, no, I've had some stuff, man. I took a Trin over the counter one time gave me gynomastia.
You're talking about the designer steroids. I'm talking about the non-designer steroids.
I'm talking about everything. I take all of it.
Right,
know?
So I did too, but I'm talking about the non designer steroid supplements did never do anything.
Oh yeah,
and we kept going back.
Oh yeah,
think of that. If you're listening right now, listen to what I'm saying. Here we are, you know, three guys in the fitness industry. We know what we're talking about. Even then I knew what I was talking about when it came to fitness.
We weren't stupid.
It was our careers. We were professionals, managers, in a large fitness company. And I would fall for that shit over. I would buy this supplement and it didn't give me any gains, but I'd like manifest them in my head. Like, I think I feel something.
Yeah.
Then I fucking won't take that. I'm going to try this next one. And you keep going down. And what they're doing is they're preying on people's insecurities hope that they're going to take some magic pill and it's going to all of a sudden, this is what I've been looking for.
Like, it's an answer that just happened.
Like, oh, this is the one. This is the thing. And I'm going to tell you something. If a supplement really ever is that good, you'll hear about it. Like, it'll be like number one in the world, all over the place, super effective.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing that gives you like that insta muscle without having to do any of the work, right? That synthol shit.
Oh, that fake, yeah. People inject
then you
that
look
oil.
Like a big water balloon.
You know, I'm really curious to how popular that is.
Synthol?
Only one time have I ever thought I saw a person in person
Synthol is pretty heavily used in bodybuilding. Pretty heavily.
Yeah.
They've learned how to use it, so it's not so obvious, but it's definitely rumored to be heavily used in bodybuilding.
I've heard the same rumors too. I have nothing to prove by being in the world myself and knowing a lot of guys. I would think even if it's heavily, that's hard to say that because I feel like I would know one person.
Yeah.
I've seen one guy.
No, synthol people won't admit. That's the thing. They'll admit
no,
steroids.
No, of course. Of
but synthol is embarrassing. It'd be like calf implants or something like that. It's embarrassing. You don't want to tell anybody.
No, it's more embarrassing than calf implants.
Here, listen, for those of you listening who don't know what that is, what synthol is an inert oil, so it doesn't do anything. And they would take a big-ass needle and they'll inject it deep in the muscle just so it sits in there. And you're basically giving yourself big, you know, bag of oil that looks like your bicep. And if you go online and you Google synthol, S-Y-N-T-H-O-L, look at the images and you will see the biggest morons you've ever seen in your entire life.
Biggest googly, watery idiots.
It looks shitty.
It would be crazy if there are a lot of bodybuilders that do that. That would be sad. It's sad because that's...
Why would it be any more sad than it's been, dude?
Well, I mean...
Bodybuilding has become... for a long time now, it's been... It's like it's complete, especially at the pro level. It is a science experiment,
it's a freak show. Yeah. It's a freak show.
They do stuff that's just... I mean, we're seeing the guys from the 90s now start to drop, and it's kind of scary, man. You know, all the deaths and stuff that are starting to happen.
They need to scale back.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's
kamikaze.
On the pharmacy department.
Yeah, it's gotten out of control. I mean, you just can't, humans weren't made to grow that much. But it's crazy how they keep challenging those boundaries.
They're trying.
You've got guys walking on stage over 300 pounds now, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Fucking insane.
Yeah,
dude.
It's crazy.
What's
crazier, though, is when they are on a supplement commercial in a magazine or whatever, and they're saying, take this supplement. That's not what did it. And you don't want to do
extreme.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't want to do what he did to get that way. Oh, and also, don't take any of his fucking advice, because that is not a human.
Exactly.
He can't give you any advice that would apply to you at all.
You can't do those things.
It'd be like me giving advice to an insect. Like, this is what you got. It's not going to work for him. He's an insect. I'm a human. They're a creature. You're a human. It doesn't work.
There you go.
That's kind of a good point, dude. That's a really good point.
It is.
No, it is.
What do you have in common? What do we have in common with the top bodybuilders in the world? Not very much.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Not very much.
You're talking about the 1% of the just being gifted in that they could even...
They're the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you see a pro basketball player or, pro football player. Like, they're not in the same category.
Yeah.
Not
you just
all.
Can't. You just can't build any... Someone actually asked me that question the other day when they were asking about, are we bound by our genetics somehow? Will your body only get potentially so big and so strong? And that was my answer. And she was like, oh, really? I thought you could just continue to keep building.
No.
I was like, no, then everybody would be ginormous. You know what I'm saying? Like, or everyone would disappear. At one point, our body gets to its genetic potential.
The key is to always challenge it and see... And look, I'm 36, about to turn 37, and I have yet to hit my potential because I'm still hitting milestones in my training.
Yeah, me too.
And I've been training for a long time. So I think there's so many variables that you can manipulate and so many different things you can look at and learn about your body.
It's a very gradual process.
It's a very gradual process. And supplements play a tiny, 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 tiny role in that.
And that's the frustrating part, because it's where a lot of the questions come from. And like I refrain a lot from just like being kind of a dick and saying, hey, listen, like this is all minuscule in the grand scheme of things. It's so minuscule.
It's so hard too to not. And that's why I want to do a guide so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just feel like we all get the same way because we get irritated by it, but yet then we all have all these supplements at our house. But it's like, I can't stress enough that learning to supplement for your need is far superior than learning to supplement for your goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learning to figure out what, because
getting healthy is the priority.
Your body is like
then performance.
Your body is this beautiful machine that is, it's so beautiful, and it's got many intricate parts to it.
Oh.
And it's
I don't know. I thought you were talking about
he was looking right at you, though.
No,
I'll give you that.
It is just a beautiful machine. I'm just kidding.
It is, and it has so many unique things, and all these things that were all these different
these gizmos,
roots and foods that produce hanging certain things in your body that increase this and increase that. Like all those things are getting that all running on all cylinders is so much more beneficial.
You know what just came in my head after what you're saying right now? This totally popped in my head. I wish people treated.
I didn't come on your head.
I wish.
I got you on that one. That was better. One up to you, buddy.
I wish people approached food like they did with supplements. And let me explain. People look at supplements and say, what's going to, let me find that next pill that's going to do this one thing for me. You can do that with food. You can actually do that with food. Like you can look and see and say, you know what? I'm going to make bone broth because it has collagen protein, and collagen protein has got a lot of proline in it, which is good for my connective tissue, my joints. And guess what? If you eat bone broth regularly, it'll fucking do that. Or, I want to reduce inflammation. I kind of have gut issues. I'm going to start eating more fermented foods.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. Those are really the two things I forgot all about that I changed this year, is like drinking more probiotics and then also eating Himalayan salt. And it's really made significant change, especially like, and I keep bringing up my acid reflux thing.
It's
like a continuing thing.
It.
Yeah. Especially because of the minerals. which I thought was very interesting.
That's right.
How it neutralizes.
Imagine if people approached food like that. Like if they said, okay, I need more. I want more of these particular fats. I want more medium chain triglycerides for energy. So I'm going to eat this food that provides that. If you do that, if you look at food and you treat it like supplements and say, okay, this food I'm going to eat after my workout because I want this. And I want this food 2 hours before to fuel myself or whatever. You're going to get amazing results. There's no supplement in the world, no supplement stack that'll even come close to that. You know, start doing some of that stuff. Fix your nutrition and follow a good workout program with good programming, like our MAPS programs, and watch what happens to your body.
Absolutely.
Significance.
Thank you for listening. Please leave us a 5-star rating and review for Sal DiStefano, your favorite host.
Get some!
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.